WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guide. Welcome to Daily Stoic Power, where we break down ancient wisdom into bite-sized pieces you can actually use in your crazy, modern life. Today's topic? It's something I get asked about a lot, developing emotional awareness through self-inquiry. Ever feel like you're just riding an emotional roller coaster with no map and definitely no brakes? You know that feeling when anger pops up out of nowhere or sadness hits you like a ton of bricks? That, my friends, is the call to action for some serious self-inquiry. Self-inquiry isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them. It's like getting to know yourself on a deeper level, figuring out what triggers certain emotions, how they manifest in your body, and why they matter. This isn't just some airy-fairy, touchy-feely thing, either. Emotional awareness is like superpower fuel for your life. You can make better decisions, build stronger relationships, and navigate challenges with grace and composure. So, how do you become a self-inquiry ninja? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will have you unlocking emotional wisdom in no time. First up, pause before reacting. Think of your emotions like waves crashing on the shore. You don't need to fight them, just observe them without judgment. When you feel a strong emotion rising, take a few deep breaths and ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now? Where do I feel it in my body? What triggered this emotion?" This simple pause can be life-changing. Second, get curious about your thoughts. Our thoughts often fuel our emotions, so pay attention to the inner dialogue happening in your head. Are you catastrophizing, jumping to conclusions, being overly critical of yourself or others? Recognizing these thought patterns is crucial because it allows you to choose more helpful and realistic ones. Third, practice mindful journaling. Journaling is like therapy for your soul. Write down your thoughts and feelings without censoring yourself. Explore the root causes of your emotions, identify recurring patterns, and celebrate your wins, big or small. This practice can be a game changer for self-discovery. Fourth, be kind to yourself. This might sound obvious, but it's often easier said than done. Remember that everyone experiences difficult emotions, it's part of the human experience. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend. Practice self-care, engage in activities you enjoy, and surround yourself with positive people. Finally, seek out support when needed. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist if you're struggling. Talking through your emotions can provide valuable perspective and help you develop coping strategies. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss just handed you a mountain of last-minute tasks. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and anger boils up inside you. Instead of snapping or letting the frustration take over, you pause for a second. You take a few deep breaths, notice the tightness in your chest, and ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now? What triggered this emotion?" Maybe you realize you're feeling overwhelmed because you're already stretched thin and haven't had a chance to catch your breath. Now that you're aware of the root cause, you can choose a more helpful response. Perhaps you ask for clarification on the tasks, delegate some responsibilities, or simply communicate your current workload to your boss. See? Self-inquiry in action. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every time you pause, reflect, and choose a conscious response instead of reacting impulsively, you're building emotional awareness muscle. And remember, this journey is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those self-inquiry skills. So, my fellow Stoics in training, what's one takeaway that resonated with you today? I want to hear your thoughts. Share this episode with your friends who could benefit from a dose of emotional awareness, leave a review if it sparked something within you, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep seeking wisdom, embracing challenges, and living your best Stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.